Hey everyone, this is David. It's a quick hit. We have to jump on here. Let me fix the microphone. It's a quick hit. I just wanted to jump on and trying to pull it up right now. Talk about this whole thing with Miss Mary Cosby. That seems to be the latest breaking. You know, it's so funny. There's some episode, well, it's coming out, I think Friday with Sarah Fraser. We just recorded it yesterday. It's coming out this Friday. And I literally just used the words, you know, what the hell is going on with Salt Lake? You know, we have all these leaks from the OC that, you know, Vicky was back for a few episodes and she came to kind of, you know, stick up for Shannon and get into it with Tamara and we know Alexis. But I'm like, we've heard nothing from the OC. I'm like, that don't sound like such a great season. And literally, I just recorded this with Sarah. It's coming out this Friday. And like an hour after we record that, this whole thing with Mary breaks. So here I am. For those of you who have not heard yet, it is alleged that Mary Cosby calls Lisa Barlow's son, her younger son, who is 12, the R word amid RHOSLC production. I mean, what type of society are we in that we can now say things like the R word and we just all know what word that is? It's a whole nother conversation, right? You know? But anyway, and this a source tells Page Six, and let me tell you about Page Six. I've gotten many calls from Page Six when they're trying to corroborate something. And Page Six really, really, I mean, in my experience of working with them, where they've wanted to use me as an unofficial source, Page Six does not report things unless there are, like, I would say, a minimum of three to four sources. So ever since I've gotten calls from Page Six, I'm like, man, if it's on Page Six, it must be true because they've called me with things and I'm like, that is 100% true. I know it for a fact and confidentially, here's how I know it. And they're like, yeah, we only have two sources. We're not going to print that. I'm like, why are you calling me and wasting my time? Not that I'm sitting here just willing to spill the tea, but somehow I help my friends out sometimes. So Page Six is pretty reliable here, guys. So when they say something happened, usually it happens. So Mary Cosby allegedly called Lisa Barlow's 12-year-old son, Henry, the R word in a heated argument amid production. Multiple sources have claimed. One insider claims the offensive remark was made during a crazy fight that took place between the women earlier this month. Noting that Barlow's castmates, including Heather Gay, Whitney, Meredith, and Angie, were perturbed by Cosby's part in the exchange. The entire cast was beyond grossed out. Yeah, I mean, Meredith is all for human rights. I mean, this is your friend, Meredith. I'm sure that did not go well between the two of you. Apparently, now they're on their cast trip, I believe it is to Mexico. And, apparently, Mary and Lisa have just seeing what else we can find on this. Mary and Lisa are fine. So I don't know how we go from. Is everyone just so happy? I mean, not to make light of the situation. Are they just so happy that Reality Von Teese, the icon that is Monica Garcia, is not there? And they've now just moved on to like, okay, who cares? But, the crazy fight. We'll get into Mary's actions in a second. The entire cast, a rep for Cosby said only that Mary is on hiatus right now from the show. Well, that's interesting. I didn't know that until I just read it. I mean, that's what this says. This is in the Daily Mail. A rep for Cosby said only that Mary is on hiatus right now from the show. Okay, well, maybe that's why Lisa Barlow is okay with this. I mean, it sounds like Mary might be losing her job. Barlow shares the 12-year-old son. She refers to him as baby gorgeous. We all know that. Do, do, do. Both Cosby and Barlow put the incident behind them. Yeah, I'm just looking down for everyone watching on YouTube. They made amends. They're moving on. There's no indication yet if it will be featured when the show returns. Oh, I have mixed feelings about that. They really don't like to show these type of things on Bravo anymore, do they? It's not the first time Cosby came under fire. Let's not forget, she calls her former castmate Jen Shah a Mexican thug in season two, though Shah is of both Hawaiian and Tongan descent. Cosby apologized to Shah, who was later removed. She's arrested. She's in jail. Do, 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 do. Okay. Mary said apologize. She was not trying to single out the Mexican culture. I don't know about that, Mary. It kind of sounds like you do. And she also made a racially insensitive mark about Jenny N's, quote, slanted eyes. Mary has a history here, doesn't she? Her status for season five has not yet been confirmed. Well, I can confirm it. I don't think Mary really wants to be a full-time cast member, but I don't think this will help. Where are we with this? I mean, are we okay with this? Is Mary going to continue on Salt Lake? Listen, I've said it many times. We have a double standard at Bravo, and that is what it is. It's nothing personal to Bravo. I think all of entertainment has a double standard. And by the way, I think all companies in the world have a double standard. We fire Stassi and we fire Kristen, and then ultimately we fire Jax when, you know, the country is having a I don't even know what I would call it, racial awakening about what is right and what is not right. And we just want everyone to forget about that a few years later. And the Valley is back because Scandoval is the biggest thing. And Jax and Kristen are back on the TV. We even had Kristen address it as if, like, you know, a 30-second PSA with Kristen would make all that okay. And by the way, then Faith Stowers sued the very next day, and my sources have told me Kristen has suffered, you know, not a setback in her career. I just think Kristen went through it once the Faith lawsuit came out. I mean, I could see that. We don't have time to get into all of this right now. This is just a quick hit, but you know, I do think it's a double standard. I am not even taking a side either way on any of this. I'm just giving you the facts. But where do we go from here? I mean, Mary is Mary. I don't think she's like needed for the show, but she certainly isn't bad for the show. So I would venture to say Mary does not lose her friend status job over this. And Lisa Barlow, I mean, according to the report, seems to be okay, but certainly this is not okay that this word is used. And this is like the third strike against Mary. So I don't know. I mean, Mary is Mary. By the way, Mary also, first of all, we don't even really know what happened. And Mary also has posted a picture of her own son saying that we don't know all the facts. Where I was like, God, has Mary blocked me? I'm like, another housewife that's blocked me. But here she is, 142,000 followers. And Mary says, my beautiful son. That's all she says. But somewhere else I saw that it said, you don't know the full story. Maybe someone added that. Who knows? But her post here is just, my beautiful son. I could have sworn somewhere it said, you don't know the full story, but I don't quite see that here. So, developing story, guys. What do you think of all this? Let me ask you, should Mary lose her job over this? Should we continue with Mary? It's a good question, right? But shame. Luis Relias, this weekend on Patreon, we will be discussing a lot of things, but Luis has now sued the lawyer that is representing his ex, Vanessa. I'm breaking it all down. We are going to go slow, just like we did this past week with Is the End of Bravo Near? Which, thank you all for listening. One of our biggest days on Patreon, where I broke down the future of each show and all these Andy rumors. And I gave Andy some advice as if he cares about my advice. He has plenty of money. He's doing just fine. But we're going to break down the Trey, the Louis lawsuit. He's suing, but we're going to talk about lots of other things. So, as far as everyone asking me to talk about that, that's for the weekend. Where do I want to go in this limited time that we have? Raquel and Katie. Raquel has apologized on her podcast, saying, you know, she got Joe, her and Katie were at the same award ceremony. She had Joe. This Joe is right in the middle of it all, huh? She had Joe post the article that said Raquel was best dressed, Katie was worst dressed. Raquel did a whole podcast on it saying, you know, that that was petty and that she should not have done that. And she is learning and she texted Katie an apology. I love how all these people still have each other's phone numbers and they just go right to the text. Forget that DM. She texted her to say, I'm so sorry. That was not right, and I'm learning from my mistakes. And Katie said she does not accept or want apologies. She wants to see a change in action, this Katie Maloney. I mean, haven't we seen some change in Raquel's actions? I have, you know, I really have. I don't know. I feel that she has learned something from going away to the program. And I feel Raquel is trying. I really do. I cannot change how I feel. That's how I feel. I feel Raquel is trying to take accountability and you say something and you go right to the source and Katie wants no part of it. I think Katie said, you know, thank you for apologizing for this, but basically, why don't apologize for blowing up everyone's life? I don't even think Raquel really blew up everyone's life. I don't know. I still don't see what the big deal was. I know it was your good friend and this and that, but I don't know. I feel that people, I don't know, people don't cheat that don't want to cheat. So if someone's really, I don't know, I believe in letting a cage bird fly and it will come back to you. I think if you're dating someone and you try to keep them under lock and key, that's not what type of fucking miserable relationship is that? When someone's in love with you, they don't want to cheat. And often I do think that when someone cheats, it is or does something like this to a friend, it's they have things they have to work on themselves, not making excuses. But I don't know. It's a long about way to say that it's nice enough that she texted Katie to apologize. I mean, I wouldn't have. Where else do we want to go in our limited time here today? What is keeping me up at night? Brittany has been doing a lot of interviews, our Brittany and Jax. Still not sure I feel and believe all of this. Brittany has revealed that Jax is the one that spearheaded getting the Valley onto the air. Shocker. I think we all knew that. She's saying that the idea of a first, I mean, you just sometimes have to feel so. I don't know if bad is the right word, but you have to feel for Brittany. You know, like I think under it all, she is just a nice girl from Kentucky. I know a lot of you don't think so. I've had Brittany on this podcast. Lots of you were not so thrilled, but she says the idea of a date is so strange. She hasn't had a date in 9 to 10 years. She's been with the same guy. I mean, Jesus fucking Christ, has it been 10 years since you've been with Jax? I mean, what have we been doing for the past 10 years, people? Have we just been sitting here talking about Bravo? Dear God, God help us all. But she says, you know, if she were going to go on a first date, she would like to do something simple like dinner and get dressed up real nice. I don't know. Her statements made me have a moment of, I have such a cold person from New York. Don't hug me. But I had my heart warmed for Brittany in this moment of like, I really hope it's all fake. And this separation isn't really true. Shockingly, she says, I mean, shocker, I'm being sarcastic. She says, you know, it's all going to play out because we pick cameras back up. Really? Shocker. Jax is loving this. And in Jax's eyes, if this is really true and it's not just all for show, I guarantee you in Jax's eyes, it's like he feels. I'm doing what I have to for Cruz and for my family. And even though I'm being a total douchebag and a dog, my reasons are right. I get that warped sense of reasoning, Jax, but I don't know. Summer House, is it okay to just say, I'm over this show? Is that bad? First of all, is anyone watching Summer House out there? No shade. It's an actual real question. Slip into the DMs. Let me know. It's not bad. Some people are saying it's like the best season ever. You know what the problem is that I have with this season? I mean, I'm just over Carl and Lindsay. It didn't work out. This isn't, I'm over Tom and Ariana. That didn't work out. Again, when Erica and Tom were announced, I was invested. I wasn't even invested in Kyle and Mauricio. I don't even care about that. Kyle and Morgan, old news. Again, if you tell me Lisa Vanderpump and Ken are getting divorced because Lisa met some like hot pool boy, I will be glued to this. We will not sleep here behind the velvet rope. There will be pizzas being ordered in. I will be at this microphone 24 hours. I'll want to know where LVP met the hot pool boy. I'll want to know what the divorce is. Who is there a prenup? Who's getting what? How does Pandora feel? That'll get me out of bed in the morning. Carl and Lindsay, it's fucking over. You never should have been together. It was a great idea. Two friends that fall in love. Now we learn they haven't had sex in like a gazillion years. I'm over it. I don't care. Paige, on a recent episode, Danielle Oliveira came for Paige. We had Danielle on this podcast too. We had Lindsay on this podcast. Go and listen. Go get your fixes. We had Kyle and Amanda, but she came for Paige right to her face saying, you know, you're leading Craig on. That basically she gives Craig nothing. Paige has basically slammed Danielle back. Amanda said Danielle was so harsh. And you all have kind of come for Danielle saying that, you know, she wasn't trying to add constructive criticism. She was just being a bitch. And there's a funny scene where where Paige is like, where's Lindsay? Come and get your friend. We don't want her. Take her back. Kind of funny, not the worst season of Summer House, but just kind of, I mean, I know everyone loves the new people. I don't know. It is what it is, right? I guess it's good. Vanderpump Valley, I had to watch because I might be not have to, no, I don't have to do anything, but I watched because I might be interviewing people from the show, possibly. And so I caught some episodes of that, not Vanderpump Valley, but Vanderpump Villa on Hulu. Not bad. Not bad. Different feel than Bravo. Not bad. And PK's Selling Super Houses has been canceled. I guess he will be spending more time in Encino than in London. Will this help the marriage? Well, Dorit needs a storyline for next season, assuming she's back. Still not confirmed. If Dorit is definitely coming back, I can tell you Kyle is definitely coming back. This is all bullshit that producers, I'm sure producers have warned her, you better show what's going on with Morgan, or, you know, you're in trouble. Tisk, tisk, tisk. But Kyle Richards is not being fired. So Dorit, I don't know. I still think Dorit is coming back. I think everybody is coming back, other than we know Anne Marie is gone and Crystal's gone. And yes, Kathy is coming. And Dorit's friend is likely in the mix. That's the rumor. But I think we're going to bring on two newbies. It ain't going to be Tori Spelling or any actress that we know. I think it's back to basics of just like actual unknown people. And I think the show is going to move and we're going to have new storylines. And I do think Dorit is going to come back and maybe we'll see problems with her and PK. This Dorit. Disarray. I was predicting she was leaving seasons ago, so I'm starting to think the opposite. She's a does the job. She's interesting to watch, and you know, I think Dorit is. Listen, every year you survive and you get a hefty $700,000 or whatever it is. Because I don't know. I don't know. People quote me. Well, David said this one makes this. I can quote anything I want all day. I mean, I don't know for sure, but. Giving you my guesses, and they're pretty good. But every year you get by. I mean, we'll just take it one year at a time. I said that Marge, that Sarge, my friend Marge, the Sarge from New Jersey was going. She came back, get shovel that 800,000 in the bank account, girl. I got one more year. You just take it one year at a time. So I think Dorit will be back. I'm excited for Beverly Hills to start filming, but where is it? Where is it? I have a theory on why it hasn't started filming yet. We'll have to deal with that on Friday with Sarah. It's just a quick hit, guys. Hey, did you listen to the show this morning? Kate Flannery from The Office, her second time on the podcast. Go and listen to our first chat with Kate. Kate was back. We talked about The Office reboot, Dancing with the Stars, Masked Singer. Guys, we're never going to be 100% Bravo. That just doesn't make sense. Lots of you really appreciate the non-Bravo ones, which I enjoy too. I love you. I'm going on. Hopefully, you're having a good Tuesday. Just wanted to jump on here and say, Mary Cosby. This is what I went to bed with. I woke up to more DMs about this, and I figured we had to address this in real time. Love you all. Tomorrow's another great show. Happy Tuesday, guys. I love you all. Really, I do. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.